Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I asked a lot of fans, are they rooting for the Pacers? Just on social media. And the reactions are either, there's a few yes. There are some people who are just like, I'm not watching anymore. I'm done because of what happened, or they just don't like the NBA. Somebody sent me that they are rooting for Connor McDavid because he played for the Erie Otters for 3 years. They're rooting for him. Erie Otters are the AHL.
I imagine that's a franchise. Hockey team.
Yes. I've been to their arena. It's really cool, but that's where I'm saying. So, I mean, that's where the fans are. Have you gotten used to that sort of thing? Or does that bother you?
Yeah. I mean, look, the NFL's clear number one in this country. Then there's a huge, 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 huge gap for just about everything else. And the NBA and MLB have been battling out for number two, although I've told you, like, college football is way ahead of both. But we don't really think about it in those terms because, mm-hmm. you know, they take up the same weekends as the NFL does. So, you know, there's always been this, basically my whole adult life, there's been a huge drop-off. I just go back to when I was young, you know, going to basketball camps, and the NBA Finals was the biggest deal in the world. And that was, you know, at the end of the Jordan run into yeah. Hakeem Olajuwon, and then, you know, eventually it was the Lakers. It was always the biggest deal to me. So I'm so curious where people dropped off. Because if it was a big deal, you know, I know baseball dropped off for a lot of people just because of the built-in way that the sport was. Basketball, I mean, still watching guys play at the highest level always meant something. Who were the best guy? Everybody picks up a basketball at some point in their life and throws it towards a hoop. Everybody's got, anybody with kids has a little Tykes hoop or whatever. And, you know, most warm-blooded young adults, males, you mm-hmm. know, at some point are at a basketball court shooting around. And there obviously has been a drop-off. Obviously, at some point, there's been a detachment with, you know, the NBA. And, you know, that never went away for me. I always was a huge NBA fan. So to see the guys playing, you know, under the spotlight where there's only two teams left, yeah, there will never be a time where I don't watch the NBA Finals.
It made me watching last night. It made me wonder, and apparently several other people wonder, is this just who we are? Because watching the Pacers come back from behind and beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, it's fun to see a team that's an underdog go ahead and win, but you also think about your own basketball team and where they're going to be. Because Shams Charania had spoken about, you know, it seemed like the Knicks were ready to go, good to go. And I know they just made this move with Tom Thibodeau, but Shams Charania threw out something that was pretty wild that nearly happened in February.
there's going to be some level of change to this Knicks roster. Now, do you go for a landmark player? Do you try to look into Giannis Antetokounmpo? Do you look at Kevin Durant? There was some mutual interest between Kevin Durant and the Knicks at the trade deadline. The Knicks made an offer for Kevin Durant at the NBA trade deadline. Obviously, there was no Kevin Durant trade, but at the bare minimum, they're going to have to add some more depth. That's going to be a requirement of this team this offseason.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. I don't think people care about what the Knicks are doing, but that highlights if you want to get nuts, let's get nuts. Because you got 2 weeks or 3 weeks before you hit your second apron and you basically can't make a move. So you'll get past this finals, we'll settle down for a minute, and then you're talking about possibilities there. Now, one, I think Kevin Durant would probably retire before he came here. Two, I don't know how many fans actually would want Kevin Durant because I think they just see him trolling people on the internet and I don't think they're paying that close of attention to a 37, 38-year-old basketball player who's still quite good, by the way. And three, I mean, you have the whole situation there where the Suns are owned by the Ishbias and Dan Gilbert owns the Cleveland Cavaliers and those two families are like the Hatfields and McCoys when it comes to real estate. So you got three things working against you right there. But my thing is that it's either going to be a almost unrealistic trade. Almost unrealistic trade, but it can happen for a big name that I don't think people are going to want to believe, or an extremely unpopular trade for a Drew Holiday, an Alex Caruso, those type of players. You mentioned T.J. McConnell, those type of guys.
No, I just, they're not making a trade for those guys.
Boy.
It's
the
fact,
type of player.
It's the fact that everybody is convinced that you get a player that's not as good as Darius Garland in return, and people keep saying, well, why would that make you better? Well, because
those aren't just people, there's me.
I've tried to express this in every which way I can, is that the playoffs, I think, show what guys are way more valuable. Darius is a very valuable regular season player. He has not been a valuable player at all in the playoffs. Some of it his fault, some of it not. So at some point, I think we're going to have to come to grips with it. It's going to be really hard for the Cavs to improve if we're just going to sit here and say we need more talent in return. It's not about talent. That's not right now. I mean, you know, trying to talk to Owen about the play. You've never even heard of the guys on these two teams that all are very talented, all play a lot of defense, but they're not superstars. And Darius is a two-time All-Star, and he's young, so people think that, well, how are we going to get a guy more talented than that? Well, I think you could get a guy that's better.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
In the playoffs, than that. Either way, I do think the big mistake I'm hearing right now by the Cavs fans who say, stand pat, there's no reason to shake anything up. Look at the landscape, look at the Eastern Conference. To that I say, buckle up. Like, I do think this could be a crazy, crazy trade season. Instead of, we're used to free agency being a big deal in the NBA. You know, we've talked about that to death, how sometimes NBA free agency overshadows the entire league and can be really fun and can be the best free agency period in all of sports. But this year, that's not going to be the case. It's not going to be free agency. It's going to be trades.
Yeah.
There could be massive trades. And so the chessboard that we're looking at today, it's not going to be the chessboard, I think, come draft night. I think it's going to be a lot of trades. Well, and so to just sit here and say, well, the Cavs, talent-wise, right up there in the Eastern Conference, sure, that's not going to change. But the other teams that we are competing with are going to be aggressive, too.
Well, can you make it to them? Let me ask you this, then. Would you be open to something like Kevin Durant? Is that even pop? Not, and I'm not even talking about like aprons and things like that. Make it salaries match. I want to know between the organizations, between the ownerships. Would you be with the Suns? It feels like they would not be willing to deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers to me.
See, that I don't understand.
I think it's because of that audio I heard from Matt Ishbia.
I hear that
got out about him just ripping and wanting to go after Dan Gilbert and that whole thing.
So that's what I don't get. First of all, you have your GMs. You know, they're the ones doing the phone calls, and then yes. Yes, the owners have to sign off on any of the big ticket deals. So they have to sign off on it. But if Kobe Altman went to Dan Gilbert and said, I think we're fleecing them. I think this is huge for us. I think this takes us to another level. Like what, Dan Gilbert's not going to do that? Dan Gilbert's going to say, no, I don't like that guy. I have a rivalry with him. Who cares? Like if you think you're getting better by dealing with somebody else, even if it's a mortal enemy, by all means, you're going to do that.
But I think you're right. I think you are right about Dan Gilbert's end. Dan Gilbert has a means to an end where he wants to win another NBA championship. I think that there is a passion there again, a spark there again, where, and I think that there's a respect to LeBron and what he did, but I think he's definitely a guy. It's almost like Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, which that's a scary scenario to a lot of people, but hear me out. There's a desperation to win a championship without Jimmy Johnson, even though technically they did, but everybody gives Jimmy Johnson the credit because it was his players. I think there's that where he wants to win one without LeBron James because he was the player. But what situation are the Suns in? Can the Suns still be contenders if they let go of Kevin Durant in a trade?
They're
okay,
not.
They're in a build mode.
They're pivoting. Right?
Okay, so if they're pivoting and they know they're going to trade Kevin Durant, who is one of the great players in the league. I wouldn't put him in LeBron status or Steph Curry as far as icon, but he's a really, really, really great player. Why would you help out the Cavs? I have faith that Dan Gilbert would try to get Kobe Altman to make that sort of a deal and to be a blockbuster, big move. It would certainly sell tickets. He still sells out arenas on the road. Kevin Durant does. I have faith that the Cavs would try to do it. I have zero faith that Matt Ishbia and the Suns would do it. I think that he would walk down to it's James Jones, right? And would look at him and say, you can trade him to anybody but Cleveland.
Even if their front office thought that Garland could be given his own, given a reboot, given a new team, two-time All-Star, 25 years old.
It's a great argument you're
making.
For
3 months, he was one of the best shooters in the NBA last year. He was clutch.
It's a great argument you're making because you're looking at it with sense. I'm looking at it with pettiness. I'm an emotional person. So I think they go, you can get a deal. You can get good young players from the New York Knicks. You can get good young players from the Boston Celtics or from the Milwaukee Bucks. You can try to do something like that. I don't know what good young players you can get from the Bucks, but I think that Matt Ishbia would say that. You can trade him to whatever team, the Clippers, whatever, any team that's trying to get over the hump, because you know that Dan Gilbert's trying to get over the hump. You make this move for Kevin Durant. If you bring in that name, it's like, okay, we're taking off the gloves. We're done patty caking around here. It's NBA Finals, or this thing is getting set on fire some way, somehow. You got to make this thing happen. Matt Ishbia would know that, and I don't think I have any faith that he would allow that to happen with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I this Finals run by the Pacers, I knew was going to make me nuts. And this morning, I'm like, yeah, maybe I would consider Kevin Durant. After the frustration of losing that series like that, maybe I would seriously consider Kevin Durant. Where back in April, there's no way I would have told you I was considering Kevin Durant. Here I am. I'm a desperate man.
Well, because in the end, you know you need guys that in tight spaces, tight windows, can hit shots.
Yes.
And they're not going to be bothered by length. They're not going to be bothered by athleticism. Like, say what you want about Kevin Durant, whether he's on the downside. He's still going to be able to hit shots. That dude's going to be able to do that at 60 years old.
The Knicks and the Cavs are in the same category. The Knicks, they've made their move before. They went after Karl Anthony Towns and got him. They're still looking to make moves. I want to make that type of move because if you're talking to me about the types of players you've talked about before with Jrue Holiday or Kevin Durant, sorry, you know very well. You are You may be smart, but you know you're going to have to fight that all year next year, because if it's an argument between Drew Holiday and Kevin Durant, that's no argument.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.